Good morning. We're learning Chayadim, Klal Ches, Simen Vav. Birchas Amar, Rishenu Pesechas Beboruch, Umasiyamis Beboruch, Hagamel Chasodim. So the Chayadim understands that the after we say the Birchas HaShachar, we have the Bracha of Amar, Rishenu Mehinoi, Usnum Amiafapoi. And then it goes straight into Hirotzen, Shetargalina Besarasecho. That's all one Bracha. And it starts with a bracha, it ends with a bracha, like we have many brachas, which are the longer brachas. They start with a bracha, and they end off with bracha to Hashem. At the end of Rafechol Basur Mafli La'asois, at the end of Alor Tzal Amichya. So over here, bracha to Hashem, HaKimel Chasadim Tavim L'Amo Yisrael. V'ayinim Amein Acher Tinuma Me'afapoy Toyim. So some people had the mistaken minig. People would say, Amen, that's the end of the bracha. But he wrote it as like a new thought. That's their understanding. So that's a mistake. Really, it's all one bracha, and therefore there's no reason to say Amen there. It's a middle of a bracha. You don't say Amen there. So it would be a mistake to say Amen there. It is appropriate to say with the Vav to show that it's connected, it's not a new thought. But it's that Amar Rishenu Meinoy Usnum Meafapoy Behiratzon. Just one machshava on this. Amar Rishenu Meinoy Usnum Meafapoy is referring to the physical act of a human being awaking. The Rishon takes away sleep from our eyes when we wake up in the morning. The bakasha is about the person being involved in doing Torah mitzvahs and not doing avaris, etc. The fact that it's looked at as one bracha, as opposed to two different brachas, indicates that we are saying, even though there's a physical awakening, it's not considered we've truly awoken until we understand that the purpose of awakening is to dedicate ourselves to Torah and the mitzvah. So our sleep has not been removed from our eyes, and the slumber from our eyelids until we awaken to the reality of committing ourselves to do Torah and mitzvah appropriately. So that would seem to be the understanding over here of how Chazal saw it, is it's one long thought. There is a sheet which says that it's two separate brachas, and therefore there are some people who say Amen over there, but this opinion of the Chayadim, the Mishabura follows this as well, is we say Vehi Rotzon, and you do not answer Amen over there. I do want to point out, we mentioned before, that a person should be Roich its Panov. And there is what to indicate that the act of the Gemara says that the Gemara, when it says the different Berachos HaShachar, including Amar Rishenu, it says it in conjunction with an action. It says when a person is Roich its Panav, when a person washes his face, so that's when he removes the slumber from your face. So when a person washes his face, that takes away, so that you sort of, that freshens one up, and that's when you really have now awoken totally. So it is important to, where the Gemara ties this bracha to the act of washing one's face. Really, a person should wash their face every morning, to make sure that they're saying the bracha, fulfilling the requirement of the Gemara. A person who stays up the whole night does not make this bracha because he didn't go to sleep. So if at some point in the night he went to sleep, so that's sufficient. He did not go to sleep at the beginning of the night. At some point during the night he slept the Shinas Keva, which we said before was a half an hour of actual sleep. So he'll be able to say this bracha. A person woke up in the middle of the night planning to say it's time for the morning, and he's going to say brachas. So the brachas may be, all of the brachas of Shachar can be said from Chatzos and onwards. So a person awoke in the middle of the night and wants to say the brachas of Shachar, he could do so with the exception of the, we said before, that a person should not say it till the morning unless he actually hears a tarnagol. So what about a Amar Rishenu? So a person can say Amar Rishenu at that point in time as well. What about if a person wakes up in the middle of the night, plans to learn for a while, and go back to sleep? So all of the other brachas the person could actually say then, and then he won't have to say it later on. But Amar Shena, since he's going to go back to sleep, and Elokai Neshama, which he's going to go back to sleep and then awaken again in the morning, so he's had another night's sleep afterwards, so maybe there's a Nuchiyah of Amar Shena a second time, so it would be appropriate not to say it earlier and leave it for the second time, and this way you'll be saying it in the morning. If a person did say it in the middle of the night, so the Chayyadim says that you do not need to say it again later on in the day. There are some suggest a person should say it without Shema Malchus. Baruch Melech Olam, Baruch Atah Melech Olam, and then you would say Amar Shena, etc. You could say the Hiratzon with Hashem's name, but you would not be Schoisim again. Baruch Kemechazodim Tobim, Lamo Yisrael. Have a good morning.